Today's shiur is Masechet Yevamos Daf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Omar of Simi Barashi. Just to review, going back to Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis taught us that the Pasuk says, by the Erva V'chois Isha, the word Aleha, to teach us that if a woman is the widow of a brother who passed away without children, so if she's an erva, besides being the brother's wife, then the mitzvah of Yibum doesn't take place. So the Gemara asked, why do we need a pasuk? The mitzvah of Yibum is an assay. The erva is a lois assay sheyesh bekaris. Why would we assume that esed doiche lois assay sheyesh bekaris? So we spent quite a while identifying a source to teach us that Esed Doiche Loisa says Sheyesh Bekaris. And when we ended the shiur yesterday, the Gemara had found the source. It was because the Torah tells us, Loisavaru Eish Bechomesh V'Seichem B'Yoyim HaShabbos. And as the Gemara explained, the Pasuk is teaching us that Bezdin does not administer Sreifa on Shabbos, even though administering Sreifa is an assay. Being Mechal Shabbos, because as the Gemara proved, giving Sreifa involves Chil Shabbos, Bishol, or Havara, is a Lois HaSei Sheyesh Bekaris. Yet we needed a Pasuk to teach us that it should not be done on Shabbos. What does that seem to indicate? That under normal circumstances, Esei Doicha Lois HaSei Sheyesh Bekaris, here we don't do it. So as we ended yesterday's shiur, we found our source. So now Rav Simi Barashi is going to tell us that it's not a source, because the pshat why Mises Bezdin Sreifa is not administered on Shabbos has nothing to do with Esei Lois HaSei Sheyesh Bekaris. And therefore we're back to where we started. Moreover, if we will recall, when we learned the previous shiur, this brisa that Rabbi Shmuel quoted, if Mises Bezdin Sreifa is administered on Shabbos or not, the brisa was like sort of internally debating. First the Brisa suggested maybe not, then the Brisa said maybe yes, then maybe no, maybe yes. The Brisa was back and forth, and when we learned the Gemara, we indicated that when we're going to learn the Gemara today, Baruch Hashem, we came to today, we're going to try to understand what is the back and forth of the Brisa. Rav Simi Barashi is going to explain that also. Rav Simi Barashi tells us, Hai Tana, this Tana that explained that we don't administer Sreifa on Shabbos, is the reasoning why we think that perhaps, the reason why we should think perhaps we may, is Lo Mishum Da Esei V'Doich Lois HaSei. It has nothing to do with Esei Doich Lois HaSei. What it has to do with, says Rav Simi Barashi, El Shem Demais Mekav HaChomer. He was trying to learn a Kav HaChomer. V'Chomer, and this was the Kav HaChomer that he was trying to learn. Ma'ani Mekai Mechal Moshumas. How will I explain the Pasuk that if one is Mechal Shabbos, he's chayv misa, b'sham malachas chutz misas bezdin. Doing a different malacha, not administering misas bezdin. Ava misas bezdin, administering misas bezdin, dach yishabbos mikav achaymer. A kav achaymer perhaps should teach us that it should be done even on Shabbos. What would the kav achaymer be? Oma avoida shichamura. Avoida is very serious. It's even more significant, says the Gemara, V'doicha Shabbos. Why? Because every Shabbos, they brought kabbonis. They brought the Karban Tamid, they brought the Karban Musaf. Bringing these kabbonis involves Chil Shabbos. Yet, the Avoida supersedes Shabbos, and we do the Avoida even though it involves Chil Shabbos. Ritzicha is killing someone who's Chayiv Misa, is even stronger than the Avoida. Doicha Oysoi. Why? Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachan Olamos. The Pasuk says that if there's a Kohen, and the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is that there's no other Kohanim involved, available, besides a Kohen who's a murderer, he should not be allowed to bring a Karban, even if it means that the Karbanis will not be brought. So we see that killing someone who's Chayiv Misa is so important. So Shabbos, Shenitches B'Pnei Avoida, Shabbos which is less than Avoida, as we just said, and it didn't share Teirut Tzicha Doichai Soi, certainly murdering someone who's Chayiv Misa should be done on Shabbos. That's why we would think that Bezdin is allowed to administer Mises Besdin on Shabbos. Ask Tosfos, who says that the reason that a person, a Kohen, who murdered, doesn't do the Avodah is because Mitzich is so important. Perhaps a Kohen who is a murderer is disqualified. He's not a Kohen. And Tosfos says a Gval de Garaya. The halacha is that someone who's a murderer is not allowed to duchen. He's not allowed to do Nasiyas Kapayim. So it has nothing to do with what's more or less. It's a personal defect, a Kohen who's a murderer. So Tosfos says two terutzim. One teretz Tosfos says is that this din that someone who is a Ritzeach is not allowed to do Nasiyas Kapayim is a Chumra. It's not a real din. That's one teretz Tosfos gives. Another teretz Tosfos gives is that murder is different. Those very hands that you were used to kill a person should be used to bless Klal Yisrael? Can't be. Ein katega nasa sanega. And like the Mefarshim explained, the same hand, so Tosfos is saying doing the Avodah is different than the Nesias Kapayim. But why is it different, asked the Mefarshim? You also use your hands to do the Avodah. So the Mefarshim refer back to Gemara we learned in Masechet Chagiga. The Gemara taught us in Masechet Chagiga that the hands by Nesias Kapayim is where the Shechina is. That's why we learned in the Gemara, you're not allowed to look at the hands during Nesias Kapayim. The hands by the Avodah, of course you need your hands. You can't do Avodah without your hands. But they're not the vehicle for the Bracha. That's why Nesias Kapayim is different than anything else. But it's not a physical defect. These two terutzim of Tosfos are very relevant. Of course, the Mefarshim explained, if it's a Chumra Ba'alma, it's a Chumra. Otherwise, it's a Din, it's a Deraisa. Moreover, what would be a Nafkamina? There's an interesting machloikus between the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. What would be the halacha if someone murdered, but he did tshuva? He did tshuva. Will he be allowed to do Nesias Kapayim? It's machloikus Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says no. Person who murdered can never do Nesias Kapayim, even if he did tshuva. Ramah says if he did tshuva, we could allow him to do Nesias Kapayim. What is the machloikus of Shulchan Aruch and Ramah? The two terutzim and Tosfos. The Ramah obviously holds it's a Chumra Ba'alma. So if this person did tshuva, we don't have to be machmer. But if the Shulchan Aruch obviously learns it's a din, a person who killed is like he's not a kohen. He can't do it, even if he did tshuva. So then I saw the Mefarshim ask, a Gemara we learned in Masechta Yuma. The Gemara says, the Gemara uses the concept of Ein Katega Nasa Sanega Masechta Yuma. The Gemara says that the kohen gadol, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, did not wear the big days off. Why? Ein Katega Nasa Sanega reminds of the Aveira of the Eagle. So, the Gemara says, so you shouldn't be allowed to wear the golden begotten all day. So the Gemara says, the concern of Ein Katega Nasa Sanega is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not anywhere else. So the Mefarshim asks, Nesias Kapayim doesn't take place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why is Tosfos applying the concept of Ein Katega Nasa Sanega to Nesias Kapayim? The Mefarshim say beautiful teretz. The Kohen Gadol, who does the Avodah Yom Kippur, it's hundreds and thousands of years after the Maisa Egel. He had nothing to do with the Egel. So it's only because he's wearing the golden begodim and it's Yom Kippur. So we say specifically in the Kodesh Kedoshim we're concerned about Ein Katega Nasa Sanega. Here we're referring to the person who's the murderer. There the concern of Ein Katega Nasa Sanega is anywhere. And that's why Tosfos says he may not do Nesias Kapayim. Then Tosfos asks a different question, the previous Tosfos. He says there's a rule of daya lovim and adin lias kanidon. That means if I learn something for kavachomer, it has to be identical. I can't use the kavachomer to come up with chumers. Ask Tosfos, when we say that a kohen who's a murderer is not supposed to do the avoida, what does that mean? It means sheva taisa. We don't allow him to do the avoida. Here we're not talking about not allowing him to do something. Here we're talking about actually killing the person. So how can we learn a kumvasei from a Sheval Taisa? So Taisa says, it's a Gvaldiga Kasha, but Taisa says that even though there's a rule, Daya Lovim and Adin Lias Kanidain, that's only if the Kavachoyma will not be refuted. But in a situation where the Kavachoyma will be refuted, we don't apply Daya Lovim and Adin Lias Kanidain. That's what Taisa says. I saw another Teretz. The Teretz that the Rishonim want to say is like this. If we were learning from the Avoida, so right, there the only thing we learn is that you don't do the Avoida. Here we're not learning from the Avodah, we're learning from Ritzicha. We see how serious Ritzicha is. That Ritzicha is Doicha Avodah, which is Doicha Shabbos. Similarly, it should be able to be allowed, perhaps, to kill the murderer on Shabbos. Then Rav Shach asks the Gevaldige Kasha. Shach says he doesn't understand the Kavach Chaymer. He says, even though the Gemara here says that we don't allow a Kohen who's a murderer to do the Avoida, and as we explained, even if there's no other Kohen available, still we don't let him do the Avoida. The Halach is, let's say the Kohen is already in the middle of the Avoida, and then he's identified as the murderer, then we allow him to finish the Avoida. So we see that that Ritzich is not more chomer than Avoida. Otherwise, why do we let him complete the Avoida? So what's the Gemara's Kavach Chaymer, asks Rav Shach. Answers Rav Shach, certainly Ritzich is more serious than Avoida. And that's why the Halach is that we don't let a Kohen who's a murderer doing the Avoida under any circumstances. This din that we just said, Rashi quotes the din actually, that if a Kohen's in the middle of the Avoida, we let him complete, is a separate technical din. There's a din that once an Avoida started, you're not allowed to interrupt it. It has nothing to do with Ritzich, has nothing to do with the Kohen. It's a din that Avoida can't be interrupted, but certainly Ritzich is more chomer than Avoida. So that's why the Gemara's in back to explaining yesterday's Brice of Rishmol, thought that Ritzicha, Mises Bezdin should be administered on Shabbos. Oy Einoy, the Kamer. Then the Brice said, no, perhaps it should not be. What does the Brice mean? Hacha Kamer. The Brice means to say like this. Kfuras meis mitzvot hacheyach. We should perhaps bring a raya from the halacha about bearing a base mitzvah. That the halacha is, shedoiches avoida. Even if a Kohen has to do the avoida, but if he finds a meis mitzvah, he's supposed to become tamei to the meis mitzvah, not do the avoida. Vein doiches a Shabbos. But we don't do kvus meis mitzvah on Shabbos. So we see that just because something is stronger than avoida doesn't mean that chil Shabbos should be allowed. Then the brisa goes the other way. Hadamer, we assumed that kvus meis mitzvah is not doiches Shabbos. Says Gemara, perhaps kvus meis mitzvah titcha Shabbos. Maybe you should be allowed to bury a meis mitzvah on Shabbos. Why? Because I'll make the following kavachoyma. Oma avoida shi doiches Shabbos. As we said on top of the Amid, avoida is doiches Shabbos. Kvuras meis mitzvah doichosoi, as we just explained, Shabbos. Kvuras meis mitzvah doichosoi. Mevachosoi, Shabbos, shenitcha mitnei avoida. Shabbos, which is less than avoida, ain't a din shetayim kvuras meis mitzvah doichosoi. What does the Gemara mean, the elachosoi? Because the Pasuk says that a noz is not allowed to become tamei. Then the Pasuk says, lo'ovev l'imoi, lo'chiv l'achosoi. The question is, the Gemara, the Sefri, asks, why does the Pasuk have to delineate all of these relatives? So we don't have time to review every reason, but L'Choisai teaches us that even if the Nazir is a Kohen Gadol, and he's going to bring a Korban Pesach, and he finds a Meis Mitzvah, he should become Tamei. So we see how important Meis Mitzvah is, that it supersedes all types of Avoida, so perhaps we should suggest that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah also should be Doiches Shabbos. So now we don't know where we are. Perhaps Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is Doiches Shabbos, and it will have a kavachoymer, similarly that Mises Bezdin should be administered in Shabbos. So since we don't know what the halach is, that's why the pasuk says tamaloymer, leisvaru, that we don't administer Mises Bezdin, Mises Reifa on Shabbos. So what are we up to? Now we have a whole new explanation to this din of leisvaru. It has nothing to do with Essay Doichalaisa say. So we wanted to use this pasuk, as we said at the beginning of Tashir, to be the source that we say Esed Doichalaisa say b'makashesh b'karis, as Rav Simi Barashi finished explaining, that whole limud has nothing to do with Esed Doichalaisa say, and we're back to where we began. We don't have a source to say Esed Doichalaisa say b'makashesh b'karis, and therefore we don't understand why the Torah needs the word Alel to teach us that a woman who's an erva is exempt from Yibam. But not a Gemara, and here we see a tremendous lesson. Even though the Gemara already gave a new explanation to the Braisa, the Gemara does attempt to explain the Braisa according to the Havamina that we learned yesterday, which we already know is not the right shot. We see how much we have to understand even the Havamina. L'mayda salka daiti mikara. According to our original understanding of the Braisa, that the Braisa is referring to Asi Esav Doich Lesesei, that that's what the Braisa is speaking about. So now the Gemara tries to explain that Braisa with that understanding. My Einam the Kama. What did the Braisa mean? Hacha Kama. This is the way the Braisa goes. Mani Mikayim, Michal Moshumas, that Yanala be Michal Shabbos. B'sham Melochus Chutz Mises Bezdin. Regarding everything else besides Mises Bezdin. Avam Mises Bezdin. Perhaps Mises Bezdin is Dochi Shabbos. Why? The Asi Essay, the Dochalos Essay. Hada Amar. Then the Braisa considers. Aim the meaning of Asi Essay, the Dochalos Essay. When do we say Asi Essay, Dochalos Essay? That's only Lois Essay greater when it's an essay versus a Lois Essay. However, when it's a loisa say shesh bekaris, chil Shabbos, mi shamitle, the dachi, who says that we apply the concept of esedach loisa say, and therefore we shouldn't administer Mises Bezdin. Hadam, then the braisa goes the other way. Ata esedach loisa say. Every time we say esedach loisa say, which as we finished proving already in Daf Hey, everybody agrees that there is a concept of esedach loisa say. Lav loisa say chom minei. If we look at a regular loisa say, not a loisa say shiesh bekaris, a loisa say versus a say, which is stronger? The loisa say. Why? So there are a number of pshatim given. The simplest pshat is somebody is over a loisa say, he gets an einish. If somebody, that means if somebody is mechal Shabbos, or it doesn't have to be karis, any loisa say, somebody eats mechalas asuris, he gets an einish. If somebody doesn't do a mitzvah say, he doesn't get an einish. If you don't wear tzitzis, you don't get an einish. So obviously a loisa say is stronger than an say. But I saw the Aruch Haner asks that there's a mashah, Masechta Sanhedrin, that says that isn't a proof that a loisa say is more severe than a say. Perhaps when we don't give an einish, when the Torah doesn't prescribe an einish, when one is over an say, it's not because an say is less than a loisa say. There is no einish that's severe enough. So that can't be the proof. So he says, they say two other pshatim. One pshat is, when somebody does a loisa say, he becomes a say, he actively did an aveira. When somebody is over an say, he didn't actively do anything, he just didn't do something. Back to our example. If he didn't wear tzitzis, he didn't do something, he just didn't do something. Another pshat is the Gemara Masechta Yuma. The Gemara says Masechta Yuma, that if somebody was over an say, and he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel him. But if somebody did loisa say, even if he didn't tshuva, the Gemara says under most circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not immediately meichel him. So we see that a loisa say is more chamer than a say. So if we see that a say is doich a loisa say, it must be that there's a special gzeiras akasif, even though we don't necessarily understand the why, that the essay is doich a loisa say. So if that's the case, mali chomer zuta, mali chomer rabba. What's the difference if the loisa say that the essay is doicha is a loisa say that doesn't have karis, or it's a loisa say that does have karis? For whatever reason, and we quoted Ramban, I'm not going to review all of this, we spoke about it on Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, that the reason why essay is doicha loisa say, because essay represents a hava, and loisa say represents yira. So if that's the reasoning, it shouldn't make a difference if it's a loisa say shiyosh be karis, or it's a loisa say that doesn't have karis. So according to this line of reasoning, we should be allowed to administer Sreifa on Shabbos. Says the Braisa, Tamaloyma loisavaru, that we don't administer Sreifa in Bezdin on Shabbos. But as we said, this is only explaining a Havamina. The Maskana, this has not the explanation of the Braisa. The explanation of the Braisa is that we said on top of Amid, it has to do with because of a Kavachoymer. And now the Gemara gives up. There's no source that the Gemara is able to identify that an essay is Doicha Loisase Shiesh Bekaris. We only have a source for Esed Doicha Loisa say when there's no chorus, Klein B'tzitzis. And now we're back to where we started on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, trying to understand why did the Torah have to tell us, Olel, that someone who's an Erva is exempt from Yibam? Of course they're exempt, says the Gemara, El Etzruch. We need the word Olel for a different reason. Sal Kedai Techamina, we would think, Tehevi Hai Eishas Ish, Dor Shai B'chlal, V'yotzman HaKlal Alamed, Loyal Lamed al Atzma Yotza, al Lamed al Klal Kula Yotza. Today we're going to be using, those that say Kabonis will appreciate, we'll say the Braisa of Rishmol, those that say Kabonis, and one of the Yud Gimel Midas is Dovishayim Maklal, something that was part of a group, the Yotzim Naklal, and was singled out. Loyal Lamed al Atzma Yotza, it's not only referring to itself, al Lamed al Klal Yotza. It's here to teach us about the entire group. The Tanya, as we just said, Dovishayim Maklal, Yotzim Naklal, Ketzad. What's an example? If somebody eats from a carbon shlomim, the tamasa olaf, and he's tamei, he's over a laugh. So the question is, he's chayif karis. So now, the question is, why do we need this pasuk? V'aloi shlomim b'chlal kotcha hayu. Shlomim is an example of kotchim. And there's already a pasuk that says, kol ish ashi yikr mikol zarachem, that a person is not allowed to eat kachim when he's tamei. So why do we need a special pasuk to teach us this thing by shlomim? Shlomim is kachim like all other kachim. Why were they singled out? to teach us a din. Mashlamim yuchadim. There are two types of kachim. There's something called kachim mizbeach that has kedushas aguf. It itself will be offered on the mizbeach. And there's something that's called kachim bedekabayis, which is donated to the fund of the Beis HaMikdash that they'll sell and use the receipts. Teaching us, shlamim is an example of something that's a kachim mizbeach. That's when there's a din that if somebody chas v'shalom eats it when he's tamei, he's chayv karas. Af kol kachim mizbeach. Yotsu, this pasuk is teaching, coming to exclude kachim bedekabayis. The kachim bedekabayis, if somebody eats when he's tamei, he's not chayv karas. So says the Gemara, perhaps that's the way we should learn here too. Hakanami, ha'eshes ach b'chlal kol harayis ha'isa. A brother's wife is an eshes ach, is an erva. V'lama yotzasa, and we know that she's permitted the makam yibam. Why was she singled out? L'hakishaleh, v'loy malach, ma'eshes ach sharya, just like an eshes ach, the makam yibam is mutter. Aram Nochem makes a deek in this Gemara. Here we see that when an Eishas Ach is mutter, it's not just a dechia, Sharia, she's no longer considered, we explained this at the beginning of the Masechta, she's not an Erva, she's not considered an Eishas Ach. Af kol arayis nami sharyan. All arayis become mutter b'mokam yibam. Says the Gemara, this is not an example of a chodav sharya b'klal. Mi dami. Hosom, let's go back to the example, the Gemara gave a prototype of a chodav sharya b'klal. What was the prototype? Eating kachim when one is tamei. So the klal is iser. It says that one may not eat kachim when he's tamei. And the prat was also saying iser, that one may not eat shlomim when he's tamei. Hacha, the klal is an iser, that our erev is aser, and the prat is a heter, that the isha, who's a eshes ach, is mutter. That's not called davishay b'klal. It's called something else. One of the other drachim that Rav Shmuel identifies. Holei dami, el davishay b'klal, something was part of a group. The yotz lead the medava achadish, and now something new is taught about it. Shi'ati yochalach zir l'chloloi. You can't equate everything in the group with this din. Achi yichsener l'cha akos b'feirish. Unless the Torah tells you to. And the Gemara is going to give us an example of such a situation. But before we give the example, we have to give a word of introduction that will be relevant to the rest of the shiur. If one becomes a metzaira, as we've learned, he has to be sent out of all three machnes. We know there were three camps. Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, Machne Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, Machne Shechina represents the Har HaBayis. Machne Shechina represents the Azorah and the Beis HaMikdash. Machne Leviyah represents the Har HaBayis. And Machne Yisrael is all of Yerushalayim. A Metzayra, as long as he's a Metzayra, has to leave all three machnes. When he becomes cured, he has to wait 7 days to be clean. On the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh, but he's still tful yoim, till the night. At night, he becomes tahor, and he's allowed to enter machne leviyah, but he's still a mechusar kippurim, because on the eighth day, he has to bring three kabbonis. Until he brings the kabbonis, he can't enter the machne shechina, he can't enter the azara. What three kabbonis does he have to bring? He has to bring a kafsa lechatos, Keves la'osham and Keves l'shlomim. The osham has a very interesting din, and he also has to bring a loyd shemen. The loyd shemen, which is not really the subject of the Gemara, he has to sprinkle 7 times and then apply to his right ear, right thumb, and right toe. The blood of the osham also take from the blood, put on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe. And the rest is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. One more issue, and we just explained. He has to be Lifnei Hashem. The carbon can't be taken out of the Azara. But he's still in Mechusa Kippurim. So how do we reconcile this difficulty? So as we're going to learn in Amud Beis, there was a place in the Beis HaMikdash called the Shar Nikner, which was an entranceway to the Azara, that they especially did not give it the Kedusha of the Har HaBayis. They only gave a Kedusha of Machne Leviyah. That's where he stood when the blood of the Oshem was sprinkled on him. Now we begin explaining this. The Tanya, Davashay B'chlal, the Yotz Lidim Davah Chodesh, Iyati Roshoy Lachzir L'chlolo, Achi Yechzeren L'chakos B'feresh. Keitzad. V'shochres HaKeves, the Pasuk says, V'shochres HaKeves, V'mokam Sheyishchres HaChatis, the Keves for the Oshem should be slaughtered in the same place where the chatas is. That's oil of a makom hakodesh ki chatas ha'ashem hu l'koyim. So the question is, ain't tamalayma ki chatas ha'ashem? Why does the pasuk have to repeat that the chatas and ha'ashem are the same? Ma tamalayma chatas ha'ashem? Why does it have to be the same? Lefish yatsa ha'ashem etzayra lida medav ha'chodesh. The ha'ashem etzayra is treated differently, as we just explained, but b'ayin yad or b'ayin regal yaminus, that the blood of the ha'ashem is sprinkled on the kohen's right thumb and right toe. And as Tosfos explains, normally all of the blood is put on the Mizbeach. Here, not all of the blood is going to be put on the Mizbeach. Part of the blood is going to be put on him. Yochel. So since it's not treated like a regular Korban Oshem, Yochel ayetom matan dom ve'emerun l'gav Mizbeach, one would think that perhaps the rest of the blood and the rest of the emerun of this Oshem are not applied to the Mizbeach like they normally are, because we have a very significant difference here. The fact that they're applied to the Mitzvah's body. Tamaloymer, kikchatas ha'oshem hu. That's why the Torah had to say kikchatas ha'oshem. Ma achatas tunam matan damim ve'emurim l'gabim mizbeach. Just like the chatas, that the dam and the emur are put on the mizbeach. Af oshem, so to by an oshem, ton matan damim ve'emurim l'gabim mizbeach. That the rest of the blood that wasn't applied to Bayin Yad and Bayin Regal is put on the Mizbeach. V'loy Hadrik Kra. Why do we say that the rest of the blood of the Oshem is put on the Mizbeach? Because the Torah added the words, Chikichatas Kashem. If not for that, have a mean, what would we say? L'mayda Nafik, Nafik. Once it's excluded, it's excluded. Or L'mayda Loy Nafik, Loy Nafik. But what is not taught is not taught. So why don't we say the same thing here? Hachinami, have a mean. Eishes ach, the halacha that an isha who is a wife, who's the widow of a brother, that the Torah, as we've been learning and will spend a lot of time learning, did of yibum, dishtri, ishtri, she becomes mutter. Shararais, but every other erva, where we don't see that the Torah says, becomes mutter, loy. So we're back to where we started. Why would we even think that a different erva, other than eishes ach, where the Torah specifically tells us, becomes mutter to our brother-in-law, should be mutter. But we need Allah to tell us that she's not. Says the Gemara, El Salka Dai Techmina, why would one suggest this? Taste of Imam Tzinu. Perhaps we could learn it, compare it. We should compare every erva to Eishes Ach. Taste of Imam Tzinu Eishes Ach. Ma Eishes Ach Miyavma. Just like the erva of Eishes Ach falls away in order that Yibun should be accomplished, Afachos Isha Tisyabim. So all the Rishonim immediately ask on this Gemara. We just finished explaining that every Erev is unique. And we can't learn one Erev from the other. So why is the Gemara suggesting that we should? So Rishonim give a number of terutzim. One terutz that the Rishonim give is, to say two things aren't similar, we have to explain why they're not similar. So we're saying, the Gemara before said, Eishes Ach is different than Achos Isha. Every Erev is different than Eishes Ach. But the Gemara didn't give a svara why they're different. So just to say that they're not the same, without explaining why they're not the same, is not really a way of explaining yourself. And that's what the Gemara means to say here. You wanted to suggest, says the Gemara, that we can't learn every erva from Eishes Ach. And the question is why? That's one way of explaining. Another way of explaining is, why did the Gemara say we can't learn every erva from Eishes Ach? Because it's a situation, kol davar sheyah b'klal, if there's something that was part of a group and then it was put separated out, you can't learn, just to use the exact words of the Gemara, kol davar shahayu b'klal v'yotz lidam b'davar achadosh yata rishoy lachzir l'chloloi ad shechzen l'chos b'feresh. You can't put it back in and say this then applies to the entire group unless the Torah tells you to. So what do you have to start with a group? Says the Rajba, this is not a group. Each erva is a separate din. When do we say kol davar shayu b'chlal? If there's one group that applies to, and there are many members of that group, so just because there's a din set to one member of the group, it doesn't apply to all the other members. But that means you start with a group. Each erva is a separate iser. It's not a group. So the concern that the Gemara voiced, that we can't apply one din to all the other din, because this is a situation, it's not a klal. That's what the Gemara says. If it's not a klal, let's apply the derech halimud of Mamet Sinu. And if we find that the erva of Eishes Ach falls away, b'makom yibum, similarly we should say that all ervas fall away from Eishes, b'makom yibum. Says the Gemara, mi dami, how can we even think this way? Hasam chadi sura, hachatrei sura. A woman who's not related to the yavam. She only has one issue, Eishes Ach. So that's one category of erva. But if the woman, besides being a sister-in-law, has another, is also an erva for a different reason, the 15 examples the Mishnah gave, so she has two isurim. So how can we compare the two situations? The woman who's not related only has one isur. The woman who's related has two isurim. And perhaps only when there's one isur did the Torah tell us the mitzvah of yibam. Now when there's two isurim, how can we learn one from the other? So Sodom of Farshim asked, we just learned on Amar Aleph, the Gemara taught us a new Svara. Mali Chumra Rabba, Mali Chumra Zuta. It doesn't make a difference if it's a big Isser or a little Isser. So what the Gemara, the Gemara said doesn't make a difference if it's a license issue, Yesh Pekars, or regular license, but you should say the same thing here. What's the difference if it's two Isserim, or it's one Isser? So the Mefarshim explained, and we really said this concept in the name of Michas Chinuch in a shiur earlier this week. When we look at Isserim, if it's one Isser, we don't start comparing. One Isser is one Isser. We don't know which is a bigger Aveira, which is a smaller Aveira. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that. But that's when we refer to quality. We can't measure which is a bigger Aveira, which is a smaller Aveira. But quantity, everybody can measure. Two Aveiras are more than one Aveira. So just because one Aveira is overridden, the Mokum Yibam, who says two Aveiras are overridden. So why do we need Aleha? Says the Gemara. Gemara says a new concept. Perhaps we should apply a concept of hoil v'ishtri ishtri. That since we see that the isser of Eishes Ach falls away, perhaps the other yisurim fall away. Ask the Gemara, u'minat temra, where do we see in halacha that mean in hoil v'ishtri ishtri, that we apply such a concept? The Tanya, so the Gemara says, back to our Metzaira. Metzaira shechal shminish le'bera Pesach. We have this Metzaira, today is the eighth day. And it's Erev Pesach, when he has to bring the Karm Pesach. So if he's just a Mitzvah who's Mechusu Kippurim, it's no problem. In the morning, he'll go through the process of bringing his Kabbonis. After he brings his Kabbonis, he's Tahor. And he could go in and bring his Karm Pesach. No problem. However, a wrinkle developed. Ra Keri by Bayoyim. He became a Bal Keri. The Loch is that a Bal Keri has to go to the Mikvah. And he's a Tful Yoyim. And he's not allowed to enter, as we're going to learn, the Har HaBayis. So he can't bring the Karban Pesach. So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, V'tavol, he's a Tful Yoyim, Amr Chachamim, so the Chazal told us, Apish ain't Tful Yoyim Acha, Nichnas, normally somebody who's a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to enter, Zed Nichnas. We allow him to go into the Machne Leviyah in order that he should be able to go through the process of Tahara, that he should be able to bring the Karm Pesach. Again, let's identify what the issue is. He, today's Erev Pesach, besides it being the eighth day of his being a Mitzvah, that he has to bring the Kabbonis, he's also Tful Yoyim. As we learned on Amud Aleph, the Mitzvah has to go into the Machne Leviyah, stand by the Shar Nikner, to do his Kabbonis. But a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to go into Machne Leviyah. Rashi says a Tful Yoyim, only of a Tumah HaYoyitz Megufa, a Balkari or a Zov. Taisa says every Tful Yoyim is not allowed to go into the Machne Leviyah. So we have a problem. He wants to be able to bring the Karm Pesach, but in order to bring the Karm Pesach, he has to bring his Kabbonis. To be able to bring his Kabbonis, he has to be able to go into the Machne Leviyah, and he can't go into the Machne Leviyah because he's a Tful Yoyim. What do we do? So Chazal say, even though normally the halacha is that a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to go into Machne Leviyah, here we're going to waive that din. Why? Mutav Shiyava Esesh Yesh Bekaris, because by allowing him to go in and becoming tar, he'll be able to have a Karm Pesach born on his behalf and eat it tonight. The Isser of a Tful Yoyim standing in Machne Leviyah is only an essay that doesn't have karas to it. V'am Rav Yochanan, and here we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to explain Rav Yochanan. Dvar Torah Afila Esser Lesbei. Midaraisa, this way Rashi explains, this Tful Yoyim going into the Machne Leviyah, there's not even an Isser essay. Shneimar, because Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'yam Yoshef b'kol Yehuda Lifne Chatzar Chadasha. What's Chatzar Chadasha? My Chatzar Chadasha, what was new? Om Rav Yochanan, Chitshuba Dvorim. Chazal made a rule, Vamet Tfuyoim Loyichnes Lamachne Leviyah. He's not allowed to enter Machne Leviyah. So according to Rashi's explanation, what the Gemara is saying is that we have here Machloikas. According to Tanakama, the Tfuyoim not entering Machne Leviyah is Issa Daraisa. According to Rav Yochanan, it's Issa Drabonim. But the question is the same. How could he go into the Machne Leviyah? And the answer is, we allow him to go into the Machne Leviyah in order that he should be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Taisa says there is no Machloikis. Rav Yochanan is explaining the Tanakama. And Rav Yochanan is explaining that the Isser of this person of going into the Machne Leviyah is only a Drabonon. And but the point is the same. How could he go in order to let him bring the Karban Pesach? But now Ula goes a step further. As the Rishonim explain, Ula is the man da'amah that holds Bia b'mixos shma bia. That even if somebody just walked in a little, it's considered that he walked into the Machne Shechina. So now we have a much more fundamental problem. We have this Tful Yoyim. So yes, we just had a discussion of a Tful Yoyim going into Machne Shechina. Is it Issa D'Raisa? Is it Issa D'Rabbanon? Everybody agrees that even if it's Issa D'Raisa, there's no Chiyuv Karas. But a Tful Yoyim walking into the Machne Shechina, into the Azorah, according to Rashi, is a Chiyuv Karas. And according to Uli, even if he didn't have his whole body walk in, even if just part of his body walked in, it's a Chiyuv Karas. So now let's look at this person. He's a Metzora on the eighth day, but he's also a Balkeri who's a Tful Yoyim. What did we explain is the process that he has to stand the Shah Nikner and stick his fingers and toe in to have the Dam Oshem sprinkled on him. So how's he allowed to do it? It's a Chiyuv Karas. How can we allow him? What's the answer? The answer is just like we allow every Mitzayra, who's also not allowed to enter the Machne Shechina until his Kabbonah is brought, to do it. Horel v'ishtri for the Mitzayra, ishtri for the Balkari. So what do we see? There's a concept in Halacha. Horel v'ishtri, if we're mekel in one place, ishtri we're mekel in another place. So now the Gemara says, that's what the Pasuk had to teach us. We would think that by Yibam too. Just like the Isser Eishes Ach becomes Mutter, so too the Isser of all other Ervas become Mutter, and therefore even if the woman is an Erva, she should be permitted to have Yibam. That's why Allah tells us no. Amu'ula Matama, Hoyal V'Turtel Tzarasai, since we allow him to come in here, even though he's a Mitzayra, otherwise he'll never have Tahara, Hotel Kriyav, he's allowed to come in for his carry. A number of points to make. First of all, the Paiskim used this Gemara to teach us a halach l'maisa. The question is, if somebody becomes a Balkari, the Zman Hazeh, is he considered a Balkari? Because we're all Tmei Emes, which is the highest level of Tumah. So the Paiskim discuss, if somebody already is Tumah on a higher level of Tumah, could a lower level of Tumah come on him? And they proof in this Gemara can. Because our Gemara is referring to a Metzaira, who's a higher level of Tumah of a Balkari, yet the Gemara says that besides being a Metzaira, he could be considered a Balkari. One point. Then Taisus asks a question. Ula, as we just explained, beautiful Taisus. Ula, as we just explained, says that Bia b'miksa shma bia. So this Metzaira that's just sticking his hands and feet in, it's like he's standing in the Azara. So ask Taisus, if it's as if he's standing in the Azara, because Bia b'miksa shma bia, so let him go in. Why do we have to go through this elaborate plan of standing the Shah Nikner and sticking his fingers in and having this whole plan, if it's not going to help us la'alocha anyway, so he might as well go in and not have any issue? Answers Taisus, a big yesoid. Taisus says, even if we hold bia b'miksa shma bia, it's not the same like going in. Why? Because the isser of going in when one is tamei is explicit in the pasuk. Bia b'miksa shma bia is something that we learn with a drasha. Given the choice of doing something which is aser because it says it explicitly in the Torah, versus doing something which we only learn from a drasha, we should rather only do something which is also from a drasha. And the Chibina Rav takes this Taisus la'aloch l'maisa, when you could do it. He says, let's say we have to be mechal Shabbos for somebody who's sick. A lot of be mechal Shabbos. But the question is, we could be mechal Shabbos with doing an av melacha, we could be mechal Shabbos with doing a tolda. What should we do? Says the Chibina Rav, based on Taisus, we should do a tolda, not an av. Because Taisus just taught us, when given the choice of being over something which is explicit versus something which is not explicit, always do what's not explicit. A Tov is not as explicit as an Av, and if you can do it, then you shouldn't waste time thinking and learning when you have somebody sick. But if it doesn't make a difference, do the Tolda, not the Av. And this concept of Hoyle Vishtri Ishtri, we find interesting. I found a stira. The halacha is that let's say someone, the Shulchan Aruch discusses pas palter, that eating bread that's baked by a non-Jew. So even though the Ramah says that we're not machmer pas palter, there are people that are machmer not to eat pas palter. But says the Shulchan Aruch the following din. Let's say I am a person that's machmer pas palter, but I have guests in my home who are not machmer, and I want to invite them to eat by me a meal. And the halacha is that you're supposed to make the bracha, the hamotzi. I'm making the hamotzi for the whole table, for all the people sitting at the table. You're supposed to use the best bread. So let's say the best bread on the table is the pas palter. So the bracha hamotzi should be made on the pas palter, and I have to eat a piece of the bread because I made the hamotzi. And the halacha is that once I eat a piece of bread for the hamotzi from pas palter, I can eat the rest of the meal pas palter, even though normally I don't. Why? Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. The akula. But then there's another place where the Paiskim say, even though there are some Paiskim say we do, but most Paiskim say we don't, apply the concept of Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. The halach is, during the 9 days, we're not allowed to eat fleishiks. Shabbos of the 9 days, you are allowed to eat fleishiks. What happens if we cooked fleishiks for Shabbos chazoy, the Shabbos during the 9 days, and I have leftovers? So can I eat it after Shabbos? So there is a birka yosef that says you're allowed to, but most Paiskim, that's the way we paskin, say you can't eat the fleishiks after Shabbos. Why don't we say hoyel v'ishtri ishtri? That if you're allowed to eat this meat on Shabbos, you should be allowed to eat it after Shabbos. Just like you by the pas palter. So the answer that the Paiskim can give, there's a fundamental difference. Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri, when do we say it? If it's a din in the cheftz and not in the gavra. This bread that's pas palter, we said because I made the bracha on it, it's not considered pas palter. So it's not pas palter, hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. The din of meat on the 9 days, it's not a, there's no problem with the meat. The meat is 100% oyuglat kosher meat. The problem with the meat is that I'm not allowed to eat meat. When it's a din in the gavra, we don't say hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. Similarly, the Paiskim ask interesting shayla. The halacha is that a kohen is not allowed to become tamei. We discussed it in today's shir. But if a kohen, one of his 7 close relatives die, he becomes tamei. What's the halacha if this kohen is a nazir? Is he allowed to become tamei? The halacha is, the Gemara says, Masechta Nazir, explicitly not. The question is, why not? Why don't we say Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri? If he's allowed to become tamei, because he's a kohen, he should become tamei, even though he's a nazir. So Rabbi Akiva Eger answers a very nice teretz. When do we apply the concept of Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri? Like an our Gemara. A Metzor is not allowed to enter the Harabayas because he's tamei. A Balkeri is not allowed to enter the Harabayas because he's tamei. So both Isurim come from the same reason. So we apply a concept of Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. If the Isser Tum is not a problem for the Metzora, it's also not a problem for the Balkeri. The Isser of a Kohen becoming Tamei and the Isser of a Nazir becoming Tamei are two different Isurim. One is a Din in Nazir, one is a Din in Kohen. There, we're from two totally different situations, we don't say Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri.